Morning, how are you all?
Tired.
You're always tired. Look in the closet, Marcus. Yeah, so I've lost my presider's book. If anybody sees it, please let me know. So here's the deal. I'm going to tell you another story. So you heard in the gospel lesson the story of the vineyard. Well, that story in Matthew comes from a much earlier story from Isaiah. And it goes like this. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning the vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill, and he dug it and cleared it of stones, planted it with choice vines, and built a watchtower in the midst of it, and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done to it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? So, what is it, if you planted a vineyard and you put in vines, what is it that you expect to get from the vineyard?
Plants.
What kind of plants?
Vine plants. Grape, whatever vine you put
in. I'm a little deaf. Did you say wine plants?
I said vine.
Oh.
Grapes.
Grapes. That's what you expect, right? You expect to have grapes, which are usually pretty. What do grapes taste like?
They taste like grape medicine, except less.
What do grapes taste like? They're usually pretty sweet. Yeah, they're usually pretty sweet. Have you ever had wild grapes?
Yeah, they taste good.
Have you ever had wild grapes?
I'm assuming they're really sour.
They make your face go like this. It's horrible. They are so sour. And so God wants to know, how did we end up with wild grapes? It's sort of like if you went into the vineyard and you were there for the harvest, and then they brought you the package and said, here's the harvest. And it was... Is that what you would expect to get from a vineyard?
Ooh, yummy.
No, a broken cracker? But that was like what they found. It was like something completely unexpected and not what God had expected. Instead, what they had expected, what God had hoped for, was grapes. Really nice, sweet, good grapes.
And then your face goes sour, and then you spit it out.
Well, actually, if you ever went to an actual vineyard and tasted the grapes at a vineyard, your face would go... Because they're 100 times sweeter than these grapes are. They're so sweet that you go into a diabetic epileptic episode. But this is what God expected but didn't get. But this is what the vineyard is for. Is to bear good fruit. And you are good fruit that is planted on the earth. You are God's sweetness and joy for the sake of the whole world. And so God tells God's story. Let me tell you a story about a vineyard. And I think it's you. You are the vineyard that God has planted. So as a prize for today, would you like a grape? No?
Sure.
Take a grape? Don't think too quickly. There you go. I'll eat your grape. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you your vineyard, and you ask us to bear good fruit for the world. And we pray, God, that we will be as you have planted us. In Jesus' name, amen.